This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
At 8:38 on a Monday, as we're wrapping things up, you know, I would always say on a Friday, hey, we're excited because we're talking about music, and Friday always gets the cool stuff, and then Monday gets the more serious stuff. But I say, how about we talk music on a Monday morning as well? What do you say about that? So let's go and connect with somebody who I've been reading up about, and I thought, now this is the kind of person that you want to chat to help you through the things of business, the things of life, and now she'll even sing you a song. Her name is Pauli Negreti. Pauli, good morning and welcome to breakfast.
Good morning. apologies, the rain in Johannesburg.
Yeah.
Your connectivity issues, but here I am. Good morning, everyone.
good morning. Lovely to see you. And yeah, we're going to love the rain on that side of the world. There's so many labels that people want to put. I do this and I do that. So I'm going to run through this list because it's impressive. But I think people need to also get an idea of who Pauli is. Is international facilitator, motivational speaker, development coach or personal development coach, storyteller. And now we've got a singer and songwriter in there. Now, I'm immediately drawn, Pauli, to the storyteller. Where does the passion for that come from?
It's actually such an easy question to answer, Brad, because it is, you know, who wrote the most incredible story in the universe? And we live by this incredible story.
Yes.
And it is, you know, in Isaiah, I've had this whole relationship, love-hate relationship with Isaiah, because when I was about 20, in actually 2010, we went on an outreach to the Netherlands, to a little holiday town called Voorthuizen. And I was a student at the University of Potchefstroom, PFCHO at that stage. And I was always, I've always been singing. I've always been part of church groups and doing outreaches and songs. So my story started in the Bible and me believing the promises in this story that God wrote in Isaiah 43, verse 1. And it says, I've called you by your name. I'm paraphrasing now.
Yeah.
You are mine. And then later on in verse 18 and 19, you will see that now, 25 years later, finally, I've come to understand Isaiah 43. And it took me my whole life.
Wow.
because I'm 45 now. And you will see at the end of the song story, and you will hear the last line in the song. It says, dried up streams, you turn into waterfalls. And that is basically from the beginning of Isaiah 41. You are mine, I've called you. It took me my lifetime to remember and understand that. So yes, he's the storyteller. That's why it's a story. That's why I'm a storyteller.
Yeah. So I want to stay with you on this Isaiah portion. If you're sitting with somebody as a personal development coach, and in the back of your mind you're continually thinking about those words from Isaiah, I mean, being able to speak to people and guide them through their lives with the knowledge that you have of how God feels about them. I mean, that must be massively powerful, right? To be able to sit with someone who's maybe feeling a bit confused about life or business, and you know in the back of your mind they've been created for a purpose. I mean, that must make coaching somebody almost a little bit easier, walking them through their journey.
You know what? Yes. Amen to that. Sometimes when I sit with clients, either face-to-face, we are based in beautiful Robbendale/Linden in Johannesburg, South Africa. And it is the most beautiful place. It is so peaceful. This area is called Robbendale, where our house is, because of the beautiful robins and because of the beautiful trees.
Sure.
So all of the streets here are like Sheriff and Little John and Maid Marian. And so since a little girl, it is actually so funny. God has such a great sense of humor. Because since a little girl, I always saw myself running in a forest or like a proper Robin Hood veld in Afrikaans, we would say, with the green lush and, you know, everything. And I always believed in that I, you know, that God loved me.
Yes.
But it is so sad to see that so many people, because I teach from actually from 2-year-olds to older people, and that's where all my departments of my platform comes in. But it is so sad to see sometimes that 2-year-olds don't realize that because of their circumstances.
Yes.
Orphans, for example. We work a lot with orphanages close by. And then also, then people who have gone through life, they might have been successful, you know, in business, and they have everything that they're going, that's going for them career-wise, and then they struggle on an emotional or relational or, you know, like a feeling empty type of vibe. So to answer your question, Isaiah, and then again in Isaiah 53, it is just this whole thing of figuring out today, in this moment, not tomorrow or yesterday, today in this moment, what do I need that needs to die in my life?
Yeah.
Be it I'm smoking and I need to stop smoking 5 cigarettes per day, I will smoke only 2 per day. Then you've succeeded for that day. Well done. You know, and I think that is why, as a life coach and as an ex-special needs teacher and preschool teacher and someone who works with teenagers and tweens, and we have 2 teenagers. The one is 13. He's going to high school next year. And the other one is 11, sorry, just at his birthday. And they are both on the autism spectrum.
Yeah.
And they don't fit into the normal society's box. So I also work with those type of things. And the most important thing that I've discovered that has helped me so much is a brilliant tool called Gallup Strength Finder Assessment. And basically what it does is from the age of 10 to 14, you pay a minimal amount of money. And it has 10 talents, emerging talents, they call it, that kids between the ages of 10 and 13 can start showing. And then you do the test with them, the parent or me as the coach do the test with them. And it gives them 3 emerging talents. For example, our 13-year-old, I've done it with him. I haven't done it yet with our 11-year-old. For example, his talents are about confidence, speaking up in front of people, and a future thinker. He has wonderful ideas. And even taking that concept for a 60-year-old person who's retiring, my siblings are retired, and most of them, and some are in the stages of retiring. And it's like your whole life is still in front of you, you know, because of technology and the medical science currently, people live up to 100 or 90 or 80 if they're healthy. And people get to the end of their careers and they're like, for example, my brother, Heinrich, I'm sorry, I'm going to use you as, as an example. He had a very successful, good, stable career for so many years. Now he needs to decide, where am I going to retire? What am I going to do? What am I going to keep myself busy with? And if we go back to Isaiah, it tells you there, I've called you by name.
Yeah.
Forget the former things, dried up streams into waterfalls, I will create. And if you go later on at the end of Isaiah 43, there's so much truths in there. But I want to just link it to another verse that next year another song is based on. It's Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. And to link it back to your first question, why am I a storyteller? Why all of these things that you saw in my brochure? Because I hope and I pray that the reason why we are on here today, that this song, Forever God, streams, because it's the second time we're recording it, can be almost a tool, or make it a gift, a gift from the Holy Spirit of a God, because Carmen Kurenhoff and I wrote the song in 2020 when, you know, it was the worst time everywhere in the world.
Yes.
And that song was a gift to us. We were sending voice notes over WhatsApp. I was here in Joburg. She was in Mauritius at the time. And literally, we would be, okay, here's the lyrics on a voice note. Okay, here's the melody. What are you hearing? And it was incredible.
Yeah.
Back to you.
Yeah, it's amazing how when these things start, they start to snowball. The next thing we're looking back and we're talking about Forever God. Let's quickly go. We don't have heaps of time this morning. We still need to play that song. We're speaking a lot about scripture that's been inspiring you. Psalm 111 also comes up now in conversation around the song. Can you just give us, just grab a moment or two just to share around this verse and Forever God?
Yes. Yeah. So the song starts very depressing, but please continue listening. So it says, I'm alive.
Okay.
I'm alive, but I'm not living.
Mm.
And I think during COVID, because we wrote it, we started, she asked me on the beginning of August, I think it was the 1st of August, the 6th of August, we had our first meeting in 2020. And she asked me, you know, do you have a verse? And I was like angry at God. I was like, yes, I have a verse. But this verse is about praising God and saying how impossible things can happen when you trust Him and how amazing He is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and I told her, and she knew my story. And that is why we're sharing the song story video as well. At that time, 2020, we were really not in a good space, the world, but us as a family. Also, because my brother's, my husband's brother, my brother-in-law,
mm-hmm.
2 years before, passed away from a motorcycle accident at the age of 43. And he has a lovely family who we love to bits. Hello, Yele. The Negrinis from Centurion. And we were still recovering from that because it was a big shock. And I had a burnout, complete burnout, because we were trying to run two businesses at that time. I was a special needs teacher. It was COVID. We were doing videos, you know, putting videos on social media. It's the school just here, in Ica, where I was a teacher. And lots of other things happened. I had a burnout. I almost accidentally had a fatal manic episode because I jumped out of a car.
Wow.
Tried to jump out of a car on the highway. My husband saved me. And on the day after my 3 weeks that I was hospitalized at the psychiatric clinic, and because I was re-diagnosed, it was a bipolar 1 episode, my dad passed away.
Wow.
After an operation, he had an aneurysm. And at that moment, I was not in a good space to write that song. But God. And therefore, the chorus is based on Psalm 111.
Yeah, that's an amazing story. I want to make sure we've got enough time this morning to play that song as well for people. So I just want to think, I want to hear more of the story. I'm thinking perhaps we need to pick this conversation up again, Paoli, because I think this is a very powerful story that I think people absolutely need to hear. I do want to ask you, though, if people are listening and saying, okay, I can hear Pauli sings and she also motivates and she inspires people, how can people stay in touch with you? There's a web address where they can connect and find out more, and also just how they can find out more about your music.
Yes. So I am published with New Light, N-U-E Light, New Light. So everything concerning my releases, my new songs, the music video is coming out, we think, middle December, nice. I think the 16th of December, more or less thereabout, but we will keep you posted. It's a music video that we recorded live at the Streams of Restoration event. Then just please go and follow Better Ludus Collective everywhere. Facebook, Instagram. We are. My website is Better Ludus, www.betterludus.com. And if they go to the website, they will get all the information.
Fantastic. I'll spell that for you. It's like petal, like in a flower, P-E-T-A-L, and then O-U-D-A-S, Better Ludus. And you can go and check that out. You'll get.
It means butterfly in Greek. So it's Better Ludus. Yes. Butterfly in Greek, and then I just added the S.
Because you can, and there you have it. That's the voice, and you've been able to see her on Facebook Live as well, of Pauli Negrini. What a pleasure. Thanks for sharing your story. I know there's a lot more to share, but let's get the song so that everyone can have a listen to it. Thanks so much, Pauli. Have yourself a really great day. Take care. We'll connect soon.
Thanks so much. Goodbye, everyone.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.